Literary hyperlinks. Holbein, The Skull Beneath the Skin. Hans Holbein the Younger. Hans Holbein the Younger came from a celebrated family of painters from Augsburg in Germany. Enriching the Nordic style through a knowledge of different schools of painting, especially that of Leonardo da Vinci, Holbein moved to London in 1526, where he remained on and off for most of his life. In 1536, probably because of the success of his portrait to the ambassadors, he became official court painter to Henry VIII. The Ambassadors is a painting of considerable size, in which two figures, the French ambassador to England and his friend, the Bishop of Lavaux, are depicted in full scale, leaning on a cabinet containing a rich assortment of objects, representing the scientific and musical culture of the period. Astronomical and navigational instruments, a lute, flutes, and mathematical texts. The ambassadors look directly at the viewer. Their proud, confident postures and facial expressions are a mark of their high social standing. But one object sticks out in this seemingly harmonious portrait, the oval form at the bottom of the painting, which, when looked at from the right-hand side, turns out to be a human skull. Unfortunately, this effect cannot be completely appreciated from the production. This disturbing figure completely disorientates the classical harmony and realistic perspective of the rest of the painting. And the skull itself can only be seen properly viewed laterally, a perspective which puts the main subject out of focus. This technique is known as anamorphosis. If we look at the painting from a normal frontal perspective, we cannot see the skull symbolizing inevitable death, and we see only a strange, unidentifiable object floating on an improbable plane, forgetting the memento mori. The appearance of a skull was common in paintings of the time. Called memento mori, remember that you must die in Latin, it served to show the vanity of everything connected to the material world. However, it was normally placed on the same plane as the rest of the picture. The radical nature of Holbein's painting lies in its separation of the two planes, worldly existence on one hand, death on the other. It testifies to a shift in general worldview that was occurring at the time. Man's main concern was no longer the fate of his soul in the afterlife, but the business of living and profiting in the real world, through acquisition, expansion, trade and colonialism, alluded to by the instruments of navigation. The ambassadors are also ambassadors of this worldview. The motif of Holbein's anamorphosis has been taken up recently by digital artist Robert Lazzarini in his sculpture Skulls, whose distorted forms are the product of digital modeling. Removed from the ground of normal perception, Lazzarini's skulls gradually lose their identity, bizarre unworldly forms to which we do not know how to respond.